doers, not just listeners. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. The NIV version reads, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." We must do more than be quick to listen. If all we do is listen, we are only deceiving ourselves. Just listening is not enough. Receiving God's wisdom is part one of a two-part process. The second and equally important part is for us to do what it says. For years, researchers kept warning about the dangers of smoking. Many smokers heard these messages but never acted upon them. In the end, they suffered the negative effects of smoking, including COPD and emphysema. To provide further emphasis on being doers of the word, James uses a short parable beginning with verse 23. "People who are not doers of what they have heard are like people who look at themselves in a mirror but forget what they look like." Let's not be too quick to dismiss James's choice of a mirror for his parable. We remember times when we had to look at ourselves in the mirror again after we were dressed. Why? We were distracted by something and did not fully process what we saw. The same is true when we hear but don't do. We get distracted from the doing part. Because the New Testament canon had not been completed, many of James's listeners only had the Old Testament writings and his letter as God's word. That is why he referred to the law as the perfect law that gives freedom. We infer from his phrase, "gives freedom," that James was not referring to the law as perverted by the Jewish religious leaders. That perverted law was burdensome, far from bringing freedom. Instead, James was referring to the law as Jesus laid forth in his Sermon on the Mount. Question, what do you think? Considering how ridiculous it would be for people to look into a mirror and then ignore what they saw, how do verses 22 and 23 apply?